USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Midland, Texas police say a mass murder suspect was shot and killed at a Synergy Theater in Odessa, Texas.
The information that I have is there was one suspect. The suspect is deceased. Multiple injuries to citizens. We also have some law enforcement who has been injured.
Odessa Mayor David Turner describing the scene. Vice President Mike Pence says President Trump is monitoring the situation.
The president spoke to the Attorney General. The FBI is already assisting local law enforcement in the investigation going forward.
South Carolina is under a state of emergency due to Hurricane Dorian. Governor Henry McMaster issued the order on Saturday activating the state's emergency operations plan after the Category 4 storm shifted to threaten South Carolina. The core of the storm is expected to be near or over portions of the northwestern Bahamas on Sunday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Millions of Americans are traveling for the Labor Day weekend, and the good news is that gas prices are cheaper on average nationwide than they were this time last year. Robert Sinclair with AAA tells Yahoo News this is a great time to be out there on the open road.
Lots of crude oil around. There are new refineries in China and Asia, and that leads to a lot of product coming from that area of the world to the West Coast. We're getting a lot of product coming from Europe, but also the United States is now probably the number one oil producer in the world, upwards of 12 million barrels per day. That's more than 2 million from just a couple of years ago. So we are swimming in crude oil, and because of that, we think gasoline prices will continue to go down.
North Korea's vice foreign minister said on Saturday that recent remarks made by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo regarding North Korea's rogue behavior will complicate peace negotiations between the two countries. Pompeo made the comments while speaking at the American Legion National Convention in Indiana on Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The mayor of Needles, California, is trying to have his city become a Second Amendment sanctuary city in the heavily regulated state of California. The mayor of Needles, California, Jeff Williams, joins Fox News and talks about how he's going to accomplish this.
We have our assemblyman, Jay Obernolte, is going to write the legislation, and we'll see if we can get it passed. We have other border cities joining us in this effort, so hopefully we can get more assemblymen, senators, and such to help us. But that's what we're looking at doing, and we'll see what happens. It might have to be taken into the courts, as usual with California, but we're ready. We should be able to do it. However, we are a contract city with San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department, which I used to be a deputy with them. Uh-huh. So I respect the department. They're good people, and the sheriff's a good friend of mine. So yeah, I'm not going to do anything to mess that situation up, so we're going to try and do it the right way with legislation. And then if we'll have to go through the courts, we'll go through the courts.
Proposition 63 makes ammunition buyers register and stay in California to buy ammunition. Mayor Williams was asked if this actually does anything to protect his citizens.
It doesn't. Absolutely doesn't. A lot of California's gun laws don't make it safer. Well, you've seen that all over the country.
Point?
It just the gun laws aren't helping. It is a mental health issue, and that's what they need to fix.
Williams also believes that when laws are passed in Sacramento, they're not thinking about the little cities like his. For USA Radio News,